been a long time coming and riddled with enough drama to fill a Hollywood movie. But today, the still under construction Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Museum at the corner of Fairfax and Wilshire opened its doors to reporters and anxious onlookers for its close-up. And among the people in that audience was our own Frances Anderton, who hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture. And she's here now with a preview on today's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
It seems like this museum has been in the works since, like, the silent movie days.
Well, and Steve, you're probably saying that as a joke, but actually, literally, it seems to be true. This morning, they said that this was a dream of Mary Pickford, the famous silent movie star. So, yes, it's been in the works for a long time, and judging by the tour of the site this morning, it appears that a museum is emerging from the ground.
Well, it's been a long time coming, as you say, but there have been so many fights and battles to get to where the folks are now, a bit of a soap opera, if you will. Talk about, Frances, the reported politics and the pith that are part of the history there.
Well, the reported sagas included difficulty in raising the funds, cost overruns, difficulties between the architect and his original partner that resulted in a breakdown of that partnership, changes of contractor, and architecturally speaking, challenges in building the sphere that is central to this project.
The sphere would be behind the building, right? This is a part of the whole museum complex.
Yes. What we're talking about here is what was the May Company building that sits at Fairfax and Wilshire on that corner, mm-hmm. okay? And then if you imagine standing on that corner and looking towards the Hollywood Hills is this spherical form. You will approach it via two bridges that connect the two buildings together. The May Company is being stripped down, retrofitted, turned into a new space. The spherical building is being built from the ground up.
Tell us a little bit about what's inside.
Well, the May Company building is so fascinating. I mean, imagine a department store, relatively low ceilings, lots of columns, and typically where they want to create separation, they wall off sections. What they've done is strip the whole thing back, and then they've decided, Kerry Brower, who's running the whole project, worked with Renzo Piano on bringing more light into the building. So they've taken some big saws, or whatever it is you use to cut concrete, and they have gouged holes in the concrete floors. So you stand in there and you can now see the sky. It's pretty stupendous. And then you step outside where you see this under construction sphere. And that's really dramatic. It's actually quite beautiful. While I was there, I ran into a woman named Anne Gray. She is by training an architect. She now publishes a magazine called Form. She knows construction. And this is what she had to say.
When it first came out, I was kind of feeling like, oh boy, another out-of-town architect is inflicting an obnoxious, iconic form on the poor city of L.A. In the name of Hollywood. But actually, since then, it's become much more grounded. It's got a more friendly, let's say, sympathetic relationship to the rest of the buildings on the site and in the campus. And it seems to have floated back to earth, and I'm really thrilled with the direction it's taking.
Well, Frances, this is near LACMA, right? I mean, we're talking this is going to be so-called Museum Row. How is it going to complement LACMA and its own expansion?
Well, let's just say there's going to be a lot of curves in that part of the world because we're going to have the sphere and then we're going to have the Zumtor building, which is kind of this wavy form, slightly less wavy than original, but still curving.
Like a blob.
It was definitely blob-like. Now the blobby bits have become a bit sharper, but still undulating form. And then over the road, we have the Crazy Peterson Museum with its wild facade of curving metal. So lots of curves on that corner. But in other ways, they're somewhat dissimilar projects. So we'll see.
All right. Frances Anderton with DNA on ATC today. By the way, you can catch Frances and DNA, the show, at 2:30 on Tuesdays right here on KCRW. Frances, thank you.
You're so welcome, Steve.